This is Sheila Dean reporting for BeatTheChip.org and Waking Up Orwell. The awards have been handed out for the Design for Privacy Challenge at the DEF CON 19 event in Las Vegas. We're going to go to the call now. Managed to snare one of the people from the Guardian Project, who was the first prize winner and also the third prize winner. Is that right?
That is correct. Big win for Guardian Project this evening.
I have Harlow. Harlow, do you mind giving your full name on the line?
Sure. My name is Harlow Holmes.
Harlow, and what do you do there for the Guardian Project?
I'm one of the Android and BlackBerry developers on the team.
Wow. Wow. So, I mean, this is pretty... How old are you, by the way? I mean, do you want to give an age range?
I'm 28.
Yeah, that's pretty young to be an award-winning developer. So, congratulations.
I got started working at the Guardian Project while I was a master's student at NYU. And my boss, who was my professor, Nathan Freitas, kind of hired me out of a class of his. So it was a great fit.
Yeah. I would like to ask you a little bit about what some of the Obscura Cam is something I tweeted probably over a month ago. It was sometime in the beginning of July I discovered Obscura Cam. And then that's the third place winner, but I actually like it a lot because it obscures the facial recognition, the biometric, it pixelates your face. Can you tell us a little bit more about that one?
Sure. Well, Obscura Cam is actually, that's the project that I started with at Guardian. It kind of, you know, developed out of a need to take back your face. It turns out that, like, you know, because the app economy is driving developers of all stripes to create, like, new and unique multimedia experiences, they end up, you know, taking a lot of data and attaching it to photography, which has actually kind of become the new law of images. And you see that now in, like, Facebook, where they have this automatic detection algorithm where it can tag all of your friends in a photo without your consent, without your even knowing it. And Facebook isn't even the only one, but we, you know, always kind of flag them as being, like, the bastion of evil. But, yeah, it's kind of become best practice that people are tagged almost automatically via facial recognition. And so what we're trying to do is just, you know, turn it back and allow people to decide if they're going to be recognized by the data that they supply in a photo that's attached to the photo, and also what type of information they're going to leave in and what type of information they're going to obscure. And so what we do with Obscura Cam is to, well, one, allow, use the facial detection algorithm to pick out faces in a photo, but then allow the photo taker to, you know, either pixelate them and blur them to the point where they're absolutely, like, unrecognizable, or, you know, put some, like, a Guy Fawkes mask on them, or, like, Groucho Marx glasses, or something fun, you know, just to kind of make a show out of the entire thing. And also what we do, I think, which is equally, if not even more important, is to wipe the excess data. And excess data is, kind of like the de facto technological artifact that's attached to digital photos and has been for years at this point. But because mobile phones are so, they have such a rich store of data, we're seeing that stuff like your GPS coordinates and, the owner of, or any information that's linked to the owner of the device is actually being inserted into excess data. And we kind of see that as, you know, that can be an invasion of privacy. So protecting users' excess data, or protecting users' personal information by wiping their excess data, is also, you know, a huge advantage.
This is really fantastic. Now, I know that you're at DEF CON right now. What is that like for you? Is this your first DEF CON or your third? Or what's that experience like for you right now?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
You're at DEF CON right now. What is that experience like for you? You're in Las Vegas. You're getting your awards.
Okay, well, it's super fun. And is a lot of stuff to do. Also, we're at the Rio Hotel, and it's Vegas, and you know the old adage, like, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So people are, like, you know, kind of partying. I've definitely gone to a couple of conferences where there have been people just, like, drinking beers while they're sitting at a panel. So it's a lot of fun. And, of course, the hacking is out of control. Like, this is my first time at DEF CON. It's also my first time in Vegas, but my first time at DEF CON, and I had no clue how serious these dudes are about hacking. Like, the ATMs are not safe. You shouldn't buy anything with a credit card. People are trying to find out one another's, like, personal, like, access codes and passwords and things like that in order just to embarrass one another. But yeah, it's all in good fun. It's a lot of fun. And everyone is really, really super nice. So, yeah, I'm a fan. I'm probably going to come back, like, every year now.
Great.
Also, I snuck my mom in, which was really cool. they let her. That was great.
That's great. I mean, like, that most people wouldn't bring their mom to a big party town, but I guess, you know, if she's that kind of a lady, then, you know. So let's look at your first prize winning achievement.
Yes, this is Gibberbot.
Gibberbot. Oh, it's Gibberbot with a soft G. Sorry.
Yes, with a soft G. Gibberbot is a very, very special project. What it does is it combines kind of the best of internet security protocols and wraps it up in chat in order to give mobile users, especially, well, at this point, Android users, the ability to verify who they're talking to and verify that the content of their chat is going to be sent encrypted and off the record. So what the Gibberbot project does is it combines, you know, Tor for its transport protocol, which is a fabulous idea and project that's been going on for several years that we're really, really attached to, with, you know, XMPP, which is the standard IM protocol, and using that is important because, you know, it guarantees that anyone can chat with one another because it's so ubiquitous, it's everywhere. So it ensures compatibility. And also, we're using off-the-record encryption in order to, as I said before, make sure that whatever gets said via chat is not recoverable.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Tell us a little bit more about the off-the-record chat, because I think that's a brand new idea for a lot of people.
It's not necessarily brand new. However, I think the Gibberbot kind of brings this issue out into the fore. So making people realize that that is an option is, like, just as important as, you know, as creating this. Maybe not a lot of people know this, but for instance, on Google Chat, you can actually get your chat off the record, which means it's not logged and it's not, you know, in the cloud. Gibberbot actually uses an OTR cryptography protocol a library provided by Bouncy Castle, which is a cryptography library that's out there and exists for Java and C++. What more would you like to know about off the record?
Off the record is a pretty cool tool, and I think that a lot of people don't realize what kind of tools they have.
But Guardian Project does a lot of stuff with advocacy or performing technological interventions that also have, like, a socio-political impact. So not only do we want people to use the tools and we want people to get them in their hands and say, like, oh, wow, this is a really, really neat tool, but we also really, really want people just to be aware, and increasing awareness is actually, like, kind of at the forefront of our mission.
Do you have a Facebook account?
Yes, I do.
Okay, why do you have a Facebook account?
Why?
Yes.
My relationship with Facebook is, you know, it goes back to when I was a college student, first and foremost. And of course, before Facebook was opened up to, like, everyone else, that was a really, really unique way to, like, keep tabs on your friends. Also, like, I kind of, because I am a little bit older than the majority of Facebook users, I do kind of see Facebook as a tool for, I mean, I don't want to say promotion, but it has, like, a little bit more of a professional use for me, because, like, you know, I'm not, I'll see something that I find interesting, or I'll post a link to, like, an article that I've read, or something like that, but you're not going to see me, you know, posting photos of, like, I don't know, whatever topless, you know, kind of adventure that I might have.
Well, I'm interested in this because, you know, as somebody who understands privacy, application developments, and using this for Facebook, you know, did you develop this so we wouldn't have to throw Facebook in the trash? I'm kind of being blunt.
Well,
I mean, there's a lot of people who have high criticism. I tend to be one of them. I won't use Facebook at all because I don't know what else is going to happen in the back end and in their privacy schedules and documents that's going to prepare me to go into a dungeon against my privacy. So I don't use them. I mean, has your perspective on Facebook changed?
Facebook has definitely changed since I had started using it in, like, maybe, I don't know, like, 2004 or 2003 or whatever. They've grown in scope, they've grown in their power, and they've grown in their reach to the point where they've actually become ubiquitous. And, like, to the point, I do think that it's kind of a tragedy that, or, I mean, I don't want to be that dramatic, but, I mean, it's bad news when, for instance, employers are suspicious about hiring someone if they don't have a Facebook account because it means that they naturally have something to hide. As if, like, Facebook is, like, this default that you have to, in order to, I guess, exist in society. And so, like, to vouch for yourself, Facebook has to, Facebook exists to vouch for you as a member of society, which I think is really, really sad. And just trying to untrain people or retrain people, away from that mentality is kind of like that is the goal for a lot of these projects.
So, I mean, it sounds to me like you're aware of some societal coaching in terms of, like, digital media. Societal coaching. They're trying to coach this society to be an opt-in for an indirect type of surveillance. And, you know, I admire the integrity of what you've tried to prove here. How did you get involved with the contest, briefly? How did Guardian get involved with the contest?
Actually, that's a question better handled by Nathan. I know that he submitted the project a while ago. We actually just kind of found out at pretty much the last minute what the results are. Nathan, through your emails, would have the answer to that question.
So what's ahead? Like, what do you win? What does the Guardian Project get for being the award winner?
For being what?
The winner.
Oh, for being the winner. Other than, like, this immense amount of pride, I guess, in these really, really sweet jackets that they gave us. Maybe
nice.
We'll send you a picture. What do we get? We want people to use the software. We want people to keep in touch with us. We really, really want the exposure. I mean, it's priceless.
I'm really impressed with the project. I'm really impressed with the results. We're going to try to get some comments from the ACLU. Is there anything like you'd like to add? How does this make you feel? What are your plans?
It feels amazing. It really, really does. And it's always really great to know that people get it, you know, that people understand what you're trying to do, and they appreciate that, you know, the mark that you're trying to make on, like, the way that we think about things. That's pretty much it.
All right.
Very, very happy.
You've been listening to a podcast for Waking Up Orwell and BeatTheChip.org. We've been speaking with Harlow Holmes. She's one of the award-winning app developers for The Guardian Project for DEF CON 19's Design for Privacy Challenge, which was sponsored in part by the ACLU of Washington and Northern California, the TOR Project, and the Ontario Privacy Office. You can learn more about the Guardian Project by visiting guardianproject.info. And from there, you can see the new team, the mobile apps, all of their mobile apps, which the awards went out to Jibberbot, Secure Instant Messaging, and ObscuraCam, Secure Smart Camera for the Web. You can also find out more about the Develop for Privacy contest, which was awarded tonight at DEF CON 19, by going to develop4privacy.org. Send this podcast out to a couple of friends. Tell them about wakingupwarworld.info. We're looking for a new radio home, so if you have any suggestions or feedback, give us a shout at BeatTheChip on Twitter, or you can visit us online at beatthechip@gmail.com. Thanks for listening in.